Greetings to everyone, and thanks so much for joining us. We're standing here on the corner of Wall Street and Main Street. We'll be speaking with some of the top minds and biggest names from both worlds. I'm your host, Douglas Blake, and this is the Wall and Main Podcast. As we kick off season 3 of the Wall and Main Podcast, I'd like to go back into season 2. This was really a transformative experience for myself and for the podcast. Truthfully, we had guests that I could not have imagined I'd be speaking to when we first started out. I'll give you 3 examples, and then let's listen to some of their contributions to this incredible journey. First, we spoke to John Najarian. Now, you may know him from financial media or possibly from his days in the NFL, but he's also one of the greatest options traders of all time. He and his brother Pete have graced the pages of many books and are all over social media with their new initiative, Market Rebellion. He gives me his welcome to the NFL moment.
Well, let's see. I remember one time in Arrowhead Stadium, I was on the kickoff team. I was on all the special teams because when you're a rookie, you know, those are the jobs you get. And I was out there on the kickoff team, and it was a good kick. It went nice and high, and the guy was returning it, and he and I hit head-to-head, like they don't like you to hit these days. And it shattered my helmet. And Mike Singletary, who had broken several helmets in his college career, patted me on the back after and said, "Yeah, welcome to the NFL, rookie."
I was pinching myself when we had the opportunity to speak to pop megastar and lead singer of One Republic, Ryan Tedder. I jokingly asked him why his songs seemed to come out at such curious times in American history.
The mega hit song Apologize really took off in the heart of the global financial crisis. Counting yep. Stars seemed to capture the spirit of the social media revolution. And now, in the midst of extreme global uncertainty, everybody on the planet is whistling along to I Ain't Worried.
Yeah.
Is this just a coincidence, or are you intentionally composing the soundtrack of the modern era?
I really try to align my our biggest hits with macroeconomic events. Right. You know, geopolitical right. unrest, you know,
sure.
those are the things.
You got this morning's yeah. consumer price index reading, and
correct.
You got to work writing a song about it, I'm sure.
Correct, yeah. correct.
I am
definitely trying to hedge inflation and buy down rates right now, and we're using I Ain't Worried to do it. You know, yeah, it is funny, the timing of all that. It's not lost on me, you know, that when Apologize took off in 07, I got paid for that. You know, it takes about a year to make a dollar off of before you get your first like check from any hit song on the radio or otherwise. It's about 12 months exactly. So right in the summer of 08 is when I finally got, you know, hit with my first legitimate income as the market crashed and we were moving to Denver. And so I was walking around going, what recession? Like I was so oblivious because the music industry is, for better or worse, completely unaffected by macroeconomic events.
Finally, I'd be remiss to not talk about one of the high points in my career as a podcaster and also in finance, an incredible conversation that I had with the one and only reformed broker, Downtown Josh Brown. You see him on CNBC. You can read many of his books, including Backstage Wall Street and How I Invest My Money. You see him on his blog, The Reformed Broker. You can find him and his whole team on YouTube. And of course, he is the CEO of Ritholtz Wealth Management. Josh Brown took a deep dive with me into the future of finance, and we talked about what really sets apart a financial advisor today when we have all of this tech and all of this automation at our disposal.
If you think financial advice is a numbers business, you lose. You failed. Asset management might be a numbers business, right? Like, I'm not saying it's like anti-math and we're all doing like and we're all doing like a drum circle, but I'm making the point that like so software eating the world, whatever. But like, what software is really doing again? It's taking a lot of the calculation stuff. It's taking a lot of the guesswork. It's taking a lot of the forecasting. Like that's you need an intelligent, capable, mathematically inclined person to build that stuff and learn how to utilize it. But that's table stakes. Everybody has access to, you know, everyone has access to performance reporting and fund selection screeners, and that's everybody has that. So what is the thing that you can have above and beyond that that sets you apart and really makes it so that someone who's wealthy or someone who is on the way toward being wealthy and has real life concerns about, are they going to be okay? Will they be able to do the things that are important to them? What happens if this goes on with my career? What happens if somebody gets sick? Like, you need a relationship with that person. So that's why it's like, what's your tech stack? I hear advisors like, what's your tech stack? I'm never impressed by anything I hear. Yeah, we have a tech stack too. Big deal. You use Black Diamond. I use this. This one uses that. Forget it. The client doesn't give a shit about any of that. The client wants to feel as though they're working with somebody who gets them and who cares about the outcome and who will be there no matter what and who can answer like real life questions and help them adapt as things happen. Like that is the service that we're providing. So if we want to pejoratively refer to it as social work, that's okay with me. I don't care. But the way I think about it is the technology will always get commoditized. Nobody's going to have a platform that's like so much better than anyone else's that it just like wins them business. It's just not how it works.
So if you enjoyed season 2 of the Wall and Main podcast, I'm so excited for what we're putting together for season 3. As always, thanks so much for your time and attention, and I'm really looking forward to the next season of the Wall and Main podcast.